Love that song. The Boys of Summer. That's me. From the Ataris, a remake from Don Henley. His song, The Boys of Summer. Anyways, 3:01 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It is just brutal out there.
Well, we don't know that. We're inside.
Luckily, we're inside. It's still 91 degrees, but it feels like 1,000. How's that?
Okay. 1,000.
In a little bit, I'll give you the weekend weather if you want to hear it or not. You're going to hear it from me anyway. So, but the weekend looks okay. But with this heat, I mean, you only can expect thunder showers, you know, brief thunder showers. But I'll leave that for the next segment because Miss Tina Marie has some silly news for us, I believe.
Yes.
Do you?
I do. I would like to talk about all the rage this last, couple of weeks? Pokemon Go.
Good Lord.
Pokemon Go. Let's all grow up and act on rages.
I don't even understand it.
Okay, let me explain it to you because I just learned about it.
All right.
It's an app on your phone and you try to find the Pokemons, and you have this Poke Blaster on your phone. It's like a little ball that you throw at the Pokemon thing to catch it. And there's all these places around where you can catch them. Okay? So now, me telling you that, let's start with this one idiot who, who was playing the game, and he decided he was going to catch some Pokemon in his ex-girlfriend's apartment. Problem is, the app saves and shows you where you caught Pokemon.
Wait, now I still don't get it.
I'll show it to you later. I don't have it, but I'll explain it to you later better. Everybody that knows about it knows what I'm talking about. It keeps track of where you caught Pokemon.
You only can catch it with your phone, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if you can use a tablet still or whatever, but it's an app on your phone, so everybody's using their phone. So he was hunting for them in his ex-girlfriend's apartment. The problem is that his current girlfriend saw that he caught Pokemon in his ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Why was a Pokemon, or whatever they may be, hiding in his ex-girlfriend's apartment?
That's where he went to search for them, and he caught three of them while he was at her apartment. And it saves on the app where you caught them and shows where you caught them.
So are these Pokemon characters, like, little creepy dudes?
No, you don't remember Pokemon from, like...
No, I don't.
20 years ago?
No.
The Pokemon cards, Pikachu, you don't remember Pikachu? Who Pikachu
I'm
was?
Sorry, I wasn't a geek.
Well, neither was I, but everybody knew Pikachu. It was, like, the biggest craze.
I heard of Pokemon, I'd never... played it or collected cards or whatever the...
Well, it's 20 years in the making anyways. This is his 20-year comeback with his app.
Well, I was 29 back then. You think I was watching Pokemon? I was too busy at the gym
and
or something.
I was 26. I wasn't playing with Pokemon either. I'm just saying I knew what it was because it was all over the TV and the news. But anyways, he got himself caught because he got caught in his ex-girlfriend's apartment. So now... I have a top 7 list. This is just common sense things, top 8. This is just common sense things, but if somebody made this list up, then you know what's happening at these places. First place, the Holocaust Memorial Museum. You should not try to catch Pokemon while you're there. That's very disrespectful.
I absolutely agree. I don't even know how you catch a Pokemon.
You have to use your phone. It's an app, and you hold your phone up. And you see the Pokemon come across your screen live wherever you're at. So say we're at Glendale Park and we're trying to catch Pokemon. We are holding our phone up.
So you can catch them anywhere?
Yeah, to look for Pokemon. And then you hit the button to send out the blaster, the ball blaster, to catch them.
Oh, my God.
But you're using live background. Do you understand what I'm saying?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's what I'm saying. So people are at the Holocaust Memorial Museum. And they're looking for Pokemon while they're there. So they're using their phone and they're holding it up and they're going like this looking for Pokemon.
Who puts them there?
I don't know. People do. Other people, I think.
Wow.
That was number one. Number two is while driving. Because so far there has been numerous accounts of people crashing their cars while they're playing the game while they're driving. Because you're an idiot because you're driving and you're holding your phone out the window so you can look for Pokemon on the side of the road with you. How old are these? We know how old these people are. They're adults, most of them. Because children aren't crashing their cars into trees. Another place where you should not play Pokemon Go is the 9/11 Memorial. Because that, again, is disrespectful. Police stations is number four.
I just want to know who puts them there.
I can find out. But
these they're virtual characters or whatever?
Yeah, you get them through the app on your phone.
Wow.
Restricted areas on military bases is another place you should try not to catch Pokemon.
Yes, definitely not.
Another place that is very disrespectful is the Arlington National Cemetery.
How can you even get in there without being shot?
Well, can anybody go walk through there? Isn't that like a...
Not if you're an idiot with a cell phone playing Pokemon.
Well, that's what everybody's doing. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever it's called.
That's why all these places are saying, don't use your phone here doing that. It's disrespectful. Not only is it disrespectful to the people that are there, it's disrespectful to people visiting there. And last but not least, generally, any sketchy area that you don't know very well. So, like, you should not go down a dark alley that you've never been down to try to catch a Pokemon. Because you're just asking for trouble.
You might run into me.
What? Playing Pokemon Go?
No, in a dark alley.
No, sir.
Alright, I've had it with that.
I know, that's stupid music. Why'd you play that?
Because you decided to do the story.
Yeah, but
so.
I felt like I was screaming. The only one good thing that came of this is two former Marines who are playing the game in California, not while they were on duty, they're former Marines, they caught an attempted murder suspect who was touching children inappropriately at a nearby park. Because, like I said, you're using the background that's real, that's live. So picture us right now if we had Pokemon Go on our phones right now. We could scan around this room and see if there's any Pokemon in here to catch them. See what I'm saying? Do you understand it a little better now? You're using the real world.
I guess, but...
But the app is putting the Pokemon around you. So you have to use your phone to scan around to see if you can see the Pokemon. They jump up on your screen. But, like, Glendale Park could be in the background. We could be at Glendale Park, and, like, the baseball field is in the background. All of a sudden, there's a Pokemon in front of you.
Good Lord.
I know. That's why people are crashing and doing all this stuff at places that are real places. Because they're scanning around, like, a real place to see if there's a Pokemon there.
I better not see any of these Pokemon hunters out there. Because if they put their phone in front of my face, you know what's going to happen.
Your phone's going to be dead?
And probably them.
Oh, and this other couple, this one last thing, this other couple, they decided they wanted to catch Pokemon at the zoo, but the zoo was closed, so they hopped the fence.
What do you gain from this?
Nothing. It's just a friggin' stupid game. That's all it is. There's nothing to gain.
So
who catches the most Pokemon? I win. Woo!
You don't get money.
No, it's a game. It's just like any other game app that's out there, like Angry Birds and Tetris.
Wow,
and
what
whatever.
Is wrong with people?
It's just a game.
Let's talk about something better. Anything. I heard a guy quit his job. I seen it on the news earlier.
Oh, yeah, you told me that, yeah.
He quit his job to go search for Pokemon.
Because people get addicted. That's what it is.
That is so stupid.
I know. And you didn't let me finish what I was saying about the couple. They hopped the fence at the zoo. And they got caught over by the tiger cage saying they were trying to catch Pokemon, but they trespassed. They got arrested.
Good.
For trespassing.
Good.
Like what? Criminal trespassing, which I think is worse. Like, people are getting arrested.
They should execute all these wackos.
Crashing their cars, quitting their jobs. Disrespecting national monuments, I mean, these are adults we're talking about, not like 17-year-old kids.
No, they may be old enough to be adults, but they are not adults.
It's crazy.
Wow.
I'm really just...
It is cray-cray.
I'm really just making fun of them. I'm not...
I know.
Like, don't you have anything else better in your life to do right now? Because if you don't, come to my house. I have a lawn that needs to be mowed. I have some junk that needs to be taken out.
Oh, they don't want to do work.
What else do we need done, honey?
They don't want to do work.
I need laundry, dishes, and the whole house clean. So, hey, if you need something to do, come to my house.
Yeah.
I'll give you something to do. I bet there's some Pokemon hiding in there, too.
I need my body manscaped. That would be a great idea for... A place. Call it. Oh, I'm not. I shouldn't even say it over the air because someone's gonna take my idea. Call it manscaping. And you can go in there, get a shave. Shave your chest. I'll say shave your nether regions. Whatever you need done.
Brazilian wax.
Whatever. No, it'd be an American wax.
And what? And then there's some Pokemon's hiding out in there?
I'm not even talking about the Pokemon anymore.
Oh, I thought you were intertwining.
No. Wow. That's a great idea. That's a million-dollar idea right there. Don't take it, anybody that's listening in. I'm going to open a place called Manscaping. Come in and shave your chest, your back, your nether region, your face, your head, whatever you want.
Honey, I think...
Wax your eyebrows.
They already have that, honey.
No, they don't.
Yeah, men just go into a salon to get waxed.
No, but this would be just strictly for men.
Yeah. Who's going to shave them? Women?
I don't know. It won't be me. That's for sure.
Well, you were making it sound like you were going to do it.
That's why I was asking. That's not a better... I'm going to look into it. Okay, so... Okay, so on to a better story, please. 3:13 in the afternoon. Oh, we have a phone call. So I'm going to take this phone call before your next story.
I think it's Amy.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
Cab's here.
Cab's here? What's up?
Don't tell me you play that game.
No way.
Don't lie to us.
He doesn't play the game. He's one of the characters on Pokemon.
I've heard it's really crazy.
They search for him.
Do you see people out doing it when you're driving around in your cab?
No, but one of our dispatchers was going home to Wakefield the other day, and he's got his phone hanging out the window, and he's all these buildings that he's had by. He's scanning them all, and it shows the buildings that you're in front of. Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's wacko.
I know.
It is wacko.
That's why I was making fun of everybody.
Wow.
I need to be down Revere Beach playing my phone around, you know?
What happened to going out and playing stickball and flag football, whatever, you know? Now people are running around with their phones like maniacs.
Worse than they were before.
So I
missed the 4th of July there, buddy. My leg was really bothering me, so I took some medicine and totally down and I fell asleep.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah, we missed you. We had plenty of food, too.
I know.
Tons of food. So how you doing now? What's up?
I'm doing all right. I'm just about getting ready to go gas up and turn in, and can't wait for that first cold one to go down.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
I know, it's Friday.
I've already had a dozen cold boys. Clean your pool.
You have a pool?
Yeah, it's down that Keno pool.
No, it's a little turtle pool. He slides down the slide.
Oh.
What was that? I think you were playing just before those songs there. Yay!
He's talking about Crank Gang.
I know.
Did you like that? Was it funny?
Yeah, I tuned it out. I was like right in the middle. I'm like, what? No.
What is going on?
You have to Google special ed from Crank Gang, because there's a whole bunch of video, like the audio ones, but they're hilarious. He prank calls people.
Or Or
he must be getting to him that he's getting into one of their crazy moments.
or Google Pauly B as special ed. What did you put it as?
No, he can just go on one of our pages to see.
I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Go later on.
Yeah, you have to scroll a lot, though.
You have to go on Facebook and go to one of our pages, and I took a video of Pauly imitating him.
Yeah, it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 2:20. Yeah, it was like 2:20 in the morning. It was hilarious.
What did you put it as on YouTube?
I put it as special ed about plastic wrap. Special ed on plastic wrap.
You gotta look it up, Cook. It's hilarious.
It's wicked funny.
Plastic wrap and corn syrup.
What?
Plastic wrap and corn syrup. You put it on the floor.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen that joke before? You've never seen those pranks on TV?
No.
Put the plastic wrap with like corn syrup on it or something like that, and people walk across and they go flying because they don't really see it.
Oh, no. That's great. Let's teach the kids how to hurt people.
Yeah. You're never going to get your back, though.
All right, Cook.
Call and say hello and say have a happy weekend.
Thank you.
All right,
you too,
brother. I got another call coming in.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later,
bye,
brother.
Bye, Cookie.
Bye.
Bye. WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hey, guys, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
I didn't even know if you wanted me to call in. Nobody called me.
Oh, well,
of course.
It's an ongoing thing.
We want you to call every week.
I know. It's 97 degrees outside.
It's crazy.
I know. It's wicked.
It's brutal.
We need to go to the beach. What are we doing?
We're sitting in an air-conditioned studio.
Today, I'm not at the beach. I had to work this morning, so here I am.
Oh.
It's a big weekend. Where are you guys going?
It sure is.
Nowhere.
Why?
Because no kids, so we're just chilling.
Oh, man. The Dead and Company shows at Fenway Park. It's tonight and tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Awesome! Yeah, John Mayer's there. Oh, my God. Two guys from the Allman Brothers Band.
Are you going?
Two guys from the Grateful Dead, one guy from the Allman Brothers Band, and John Mayer.
Right.
I can't believe they sold out both nights.
Are you going?
No, I'm going to Daughtry today.
And oh, you're going to see Daughtry?
If one more person tell me Daugherty, I'm like, excuse me, who's
it's
Daugherty?
It's no, Daughtry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I remember him from American Idol.
He has got an unbelievable voice.
He
yeah,
does.
I always dug his voice, yeah. Because he's a rock and roll guy. You know, you got to dig that.
Rock and roll guy. He's got a great voice. Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen him? I heard he puts on a great show.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to leave. I wanted to call you guys, and then I have to get the heck out of here and go into Boston Common. I'm looking forward to parking in Boston.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah.
just hit the parking garage.
What's that?
Hit the parking garage and just pay the money.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because you're not going to find a spot. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. And then a friend of mine, the John Hannafin and his band, they're playing at the Toad in Cambridge, and it's John's birthday. So if anybody goes, give him a big hug and kiss from me and wish him happy birthday. They're a great band. Mm-hmm. He plays a stand-up fiddle. He's a great musician, if you've never seen him.
Awesome.
I play a stand-up fiddle as well. But I don't even have a fiddle.
I love it. And by the way, you guys should go to the beer festival this weekend. That's what you should do. You know, kids, go to the Boston Beer and Barbecue Fest.
Yes, well, maybe.
Yeah, we could. We could maybe change our mind.
And I know Luke Bryan is at, is that his name?
Yes, Luke Bryan.
He's a country singer, but he's at Gillette, I know, as well tonight.
Yep.
And then, I know you're going to get to it, but...
Who I didn't mention, Duran Duran's playing Sunday night.
Duran Duran?
Yeah.
Playing where?
Oh, my God. In Foxborough, I think.
Oh, they are?
I think so. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. I'm going to go on my computer. I'm almost positive I saw that. And I was surprised. And then I called a friend and she said, yeah, they are. Hold on. Let's see.
And also, Sunday night at Fenway, who's playing there?
I don't even know who's playing.
Paul McCartney.
This Sunday night?
Yes.
Duran Duran's playing in Mansfield.
Mansfield, see?
At the Xfinity Center.
But
on Sunday.
Kennedy Center on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, Paul McCartney is playing at Fenway weekend. Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to the beach on Sunday. Forget those.
I'll tell you right now, for a guy his age, he's probably, 69 years old or so? I've seen him a few times. He's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. He puts on a great show.
He does. He's still got it. A lot of the old
he sure does.
Really do. He, Peter Wolf, I mean, even Steven Tyler, they're real showmen.
Yeah, even Mick Jagger.
I saw the films with me not last year, the year before. He doesn't stop moving. He's amazing.
And you heard the story with him, right?
Which one?
About his new girlfriend.
His new girlfriend.
Oh, how old is she?
29.
Really?
They're having a baby.
They're expecting.
You know who's calling me on my cell phone, by the way? You know Gerd?
Who?
From Indie Scene Radio?
No.
Turn that off. Do you know Gerd Anadem?
No.
No.
He's got the Indie. Anyway, whatever. I just clicked off on him.
Where's he from? Anyway. What radio station?
What's that?
You said he's from a radio station?
Yeah, he has the Indie Scene Radio show.
Oh, no. Never heard of it. What station is it on?
That's a good question. I'll find out and I'll let you know.
Oh, is it just an internet station?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so it's not a real station.
No. Well, whatever. Anyway. All right, I'm heading into Boston.
All right.
Okay, good luck with that drive.
All right, Ames.
No, thanks.
Have fun. Later. All right, be safe.
Fun. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, Amy Akbar with the music scene. 3:22 in the afternoon. Why are you making a face like that?
Oh, nothing. I wasn't making a face.
You're weird.
Look who's talking.
Did you want to do the story, the Jagger story, or did you want to wait?
No, I could do the Jagger story now.
Absolutely.
We kind of just gave it away.
So what? Everybody knows about it.
How do you know?
It's not breaking news here.
Maybe Cookie doesn't know.
At the giddy up.
Cookie's listening. Maybe he doesn't know.
He's gassing up. And not that he needs to.
That sounds wrong.
And then he's turning in. So, lay it on us.
So, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones, as we all know, he is age 72 now, young 72. He is expecting his 8th child with his new 29-year-old girlfriend. Melanie Hamrick. She's a ballerina.
She's a ballerina.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So she.
That's lovely. 72. At 72. All right, so their child, when he or her graduates high school, Jagger will be 90. If he makes it that long.
Right. So they quoted her as saying, "She knows what a great relationship Mick has with all of his children and can't wait for him to be a dad again."
That's insane.
Well, what comes along with that? She's just thinking about... maybe she loves him. I don't know.
I'm sure she does.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that.
29 years old. He was... already... divorced 4 times before she was born, probably.
I know, yeah. 43-year age difference.
Jeez.
You know who else just became a father?
Don't tell me.
From the Rolling Stones as well.
Who?
The guitarist, Ronnie Wood.
Oh, Ronnie Wood. Oh, yeah, I did know that, actually.
He had twins at the age of 68.
Yep. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that. So, Hamrick is currently 3 months pregnant.
So apparently they are Rolling Stones.
Yes, they roll those stones
pretty
well. They
roll the stones pretty good.
Their stones are still working.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Hopefully when I'm 72, my stones will be rolling.
Yeah, you do pretty good at 49.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, kids. We're going to take a quick break. And I'll come back with the weekend weather. And if you guys want to hear anything as well, you know how to get in contact with me or Tina Marie or the Get Your page. And the number here is 781-350-3264. And take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, this one. goes out to Mick, my buddy. We'll be right back.
Thank you. four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no
Yeah, little Paul McCartney and with Wings, of course. But they did that originally with the Beatles. Band on the Run, great, great song. And actually, Guns N' Roses did a cover of that, a great cover. And that's because Paul is playing at the at Fenway Park Sunday night. I don't know how that's going to happen with the Red Sox in town. I mean, oh, maybe they're playing in New York. I'm not quite sure. I thought it was... Would you check that for me?
Yeah, I will. They must be on the road.
But I am wearing my Red Sox shirt with the Yankee suck on the back, of course. And before that was my tribute to Mick Jagger for having a 29-year-old girlfriend. Gimme Shelter.
That he knocked up.
Well, God bless him. Hey, at least he's not spitting out dust.
Obviously, he's not.
Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls of the Giddy Up. It's 3:36 in the afternoon, and we have...
Oh, can I interject?
You always do.
Well, I asked.
Yes.
They're on the road, all three games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I was like, how are they having concerts at Fenway?
They could never do that. That's
no,
way too much work.
I know. I used to work at Fenway.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
What does that mean?
You know I'm teasing you.
Oh, my God. No matter what I say.
You can't take a joke. Seriously.
I can't take a joke.
No, because you just got mad.
I am the joke master.
Yes, you can give jokes, but you can't take them.
I've reached a point in my life where I don't want to.
Obviously.
Because, there could be a lot of jokes coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, 94 degrees, boys and girls, believe it or not, in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. Oh, it's actually Boston weather, but I always say that. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, beautiful Tufts University campus. And... So I'm going to give you your weekend weather. Tonight, it's kind of it's going to be hot and humid no matter what tonight. And I would suggest, if you really don't have to, go out. Like Amy Nachbar is going to the Commons. I don't know why.
She's going to see some, John, I don't know, whatever she said. I'll have to look back at it. I forget what she said.
Okay. Anyways.
She's going to see somebody play.
Oh, okay.
On the Commons.
It's going to be brutal, but apparently the dew point, which I don't even know what that means, is going to drop to about 60 tonight. So if you're going to cook out tonight or eat outside anywhere, it's going to be more comfortable, I should say. Anyways, so tomorrow, all right, so it's 94 degrees now. Tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but less humid with sunshine and scattered clouds. Okay, so an isolated PM shower may be possible, as well as tonight, if I didn't already say that. PM showers tonight, because at any time that it's this humid, you're going to risk the chance of a thunderstorm or whatever. Which is always nice, because I like thunder showers. So that's tomorrow. But actually tomorrow, warm with sunshine and scattered clouds. Highs in the upper 80s. So I think my pick of the week would have to be Sunday. Because it'll be more comfortable. So if you wanted to cook out and stuff, I would say Sunday would be my pick of the week. Because tomorrow's just going to be nasty like tonight. Tomorrow. And tonight. So you boys and girls, heed that advice. And Monday is going to be brutal again. Hazy, hot and humid. You know, highs of 91 or so. But today is probably the worst swass that you could have. I'm gonna put today's swass on a 10. Honestly. What would you put the swoob on?
10.
10
yeah,
as well.
Definitely a 10.
Okay. So the swass and swoob meter is 10 today. Tomorrow, maybe a swass, maybe a 9. And then Sunday, probably, around a good 7. So Sunday is the pick of the week, and that's that's your meteorologist, Pauly B, giving you your weekend weather. My pick of the week is Sunday because it'll be more comfortable and to enjoy the family and everybody outside.
Chris just sent me something if
yes.
you want to do it.
It's up to you. Oh, by the way, like I said, the Sox are playing the Yankees this weekend, so... Ha!
Ha!
Ha! and by the way, if you hadn't heard, I'm sure everybody's heard, it's probably on every media possible, that Tom Brady is stepping back from going to the Supreme Court, and he will miss the first four games of the season. I think we touched on it earlier. But I'm very surprised, to be quite honest. But maybe enough is enough. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Enough is enough. Because...
this might be the chance the Bills need.
Why is that so low?
I don't know.
You hear it?
I can hear it.
Leave Tom. And I'm not a Pats fan. I mean,
but you're a Donald Trump fan.
Of course I am.
And Trump says it like he's his best friend. He's a great guy.
I should have got a drop about Trump every time he talks about anyone. Oh, he's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. They might have one of those. It'd be hilarious because everybody is a good friend of his.
Well, he's good friends with everybody.
Well.
Not us.
He didn't mention me.
I know.
He should.
How come he hasn't come to Everett?
Leave DJ Pauly B alone. He's a great guy. He's a good friend of mine.
He's going to fly his the Trump jet and land it on Glendale Field so he can come pick us up for dinner.
Not the jet. Just flying with a helicopter and we'll be all set.
Oh, a helicopter would work on Glendale.
Well, he would have to hover over the street because of all the wet cement on the street being done.
And then they drop the little ladder down for us to climb up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
I'd go anywhere with Trump. Trust me. I love him. And this isn't a political show, so I'm not forcing my political views on anyone, and I apologize. So what do you got? What did Chris have to say?
Oh, Chris sent me... from the 1984 archive.
Okay.
The top songs by month, like that were on the Hot 100 chart.
Yeah.
So in January of 84, Say, Say, Say.
Yeah, great song.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Great song. I'm going to play that.
Went
actually.
For 2 weeks.
How's that?
That went for 2 weeks.
No, I love that song.
It's a good song.
It's a really good song.
For the other 2 weeks of January, it was Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Oh, another great song.
Well, this is a good year.
What a great year.
For 3 weeks in February, Karma Chameleon by Culture Club.
All right. We can pass on that one.
I like that song.
Of course you do.
For 5 weeks was Jump by Van Halen.
Right. Well, we knew that.
Yep.
We just spun the wheel last week and did 84. Or was it 85?
I don't remember.
It was 84.
He gave me a different list. This is a different list. This is okay. This is the Hot 100 chat. It's different than what he did.
Okay.
For 4 weeks, Footloose with Kenny Loggins.
Footloose.
3 weeks, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins. That was from a movie.
Oh, great.
I forget what movie that was
song.
In. In 84. I can't remember. It was a love story.
Yeah, it was. It was me and Phil Collins.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks in May was Hello by Lionel Richie. For 2 more weeks was Let's Hear It for the Boy, Denise Williams. 2 weeks in June, Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. Good song.
Oh.
For the other 2 weeks in June, Don't You Want The Reflex, Duran Duran.
Oh, I love that song too. It's a reflex.
I actually had to just count how many weeks. For 5 weeks, July, all of July and the first week in August, when Doves Cry, Prince and the Revolution.
I remember this video very vividly.
I know, you just busted a move.
I did bust a move. Yeah.
The other 3 weeks in August was Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
3 out of the 5 weeks in September, What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner.
Okay.
That must have been from...
T.T.
No, that was from a movie, too. In 84, I can't think of what movie it was. She wrote that for a movie. 1 week in September, Missing You, John Waite. Poor guy, 1 week. It was a one-hit wonder.
So were many of the artists in the 80s.
Last week of September and 1 week in October was Let's Go Crazy by Prince and the Revolution. The other 3 weeks of October, I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, another great song. I love Stevie.
First 2 weeks in November, Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run by
Caribbean Queen.
I can say Caribbean.
No, it's Caribbean
Queen.
You say
Caribbean, I say Caribbean.
No, you said Caribbean.
I know. I say Caribbean, you say Caribbean.
I don't remember him saying Caribbean Queen. I remember Caribbean Queen.
I say Caribbean. Don't make fun of me. First 2 weeks of November, not last 2 weeks of November, sorry, and the first week of December, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham!
Wow. George Michaels.
Second and third week of December, Out of Touch, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Love,
good song.
Love Hall and Oates. Out of Touch is a great song.
And the last 2 weeks of December was Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Well,
those were your top songs on the top 100 chart.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, funny man, because now like I have all these songs in my head that I want to play.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Well, we know that those were great years for music anyways.
It was the best. I mean, a lot of the kids don't know it, but it was the best era for music, the 80s, in my opinion. Without a doubt. I know I have that on my phone, too. Do you want to do one more story?
Sure.
It's up to you. Yeah, I'm playing Say, Say, Say.
Okay. Yeah, this is a funny one. This is looking funny.
Okay.
So this guy, my fingers don't want to work.
I'm just going to keep playing.
That's fine.
That in the background instead of
so we all know the story. We all know what's been going on with drones, what people do with drones. They spy on people. They can maybe deliver packages. They can, drop things from the air onto your house or whatever. So this guy, 37 years old, he's a big droner.
Hold on. Oh, Chris was calling.
He was Skyping us?
He was Skyping us.
Is that what he's doing?
How can I do this?
You have to use the mouse, silly.
Oh, I do?
It's not a touch screen.
Oh, he, all right. He sent us the message. Oops.
Hit add. I don't know.
He's a wacko.
I don't know. He sent me a message. I am skipping you guys at the studio to see if it works. Oh, he meant to say Skyping and it changed it to skipping. I didn't know what he meant. I thought he was skipping over here from Wakefield.
I just lost my
playlist.
He
said you hung up on me. Oh, you did?
Ugh.
He said we hung up on him.
I didn't hang up on him.
We don't know how to do it, that's why.
No.
How to answer it. Does it tell us how to answer it? No.
Nope, but it just got rid of my playlist.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll have two again. Uh-oh. Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay. He said you hung up on me, LOL.
I didn't hang up on you.
Banana. Okay, so back to this guy. Let's see if Chris tries again. This 37-year-old guy, he had an epiphany with his drone. He bought some, you know, those Nair strips that women use to wax themselves with?
What?
The Nair strips, N-A-I-R. The strips you buy, and they have wax already on them, and you stick them on your body, and you pull it off.
Women
wax
pleasant.
Themselves. So he has a video. I'm going to post it on our website. He put it on his leg, and he secured it with duct tape just to make sure. Then, using reinforced wire, he hooked it up to his drone, and he sent his drone off into the air. And voila, I pulled the Nair strip off of his leg, and voila, the proof is in the Nair strip. His hair is all on it. It waxed his leg.
Good for him.
I know, it's so funny.
What is going on?
He doesn't think that that's going to become, you know, the wave of the future, but I think it was pretty funny that he even attempted to try it.
Well,
it didn't look like it hurt. It didn't look like it hurt. And waxing hurts, trust
stupid
me.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Hey, at least he's not playing Pokemon Go.
He's calling again. I don't know how to do it. Right.
So
I'm trying to put
hit
in.
Hit the green. Does the green one say answer?
Yeah.
Okay, just answer it then. Is it volume? What's that thing all the way over to the left?
All right. This is crazy. Hello? It's a technical difficulty.
Yeah, we don't know how to answer it.
Don't just call into the studio, Christopher.
He wanted to see how the Skype worked, that's why.
Oh, web Skype. Oh.
We don't know.
Oh.
What?
There's a web Skype.
Oh.
Oh,
All right, wait, I'll tell him to try it again.
There's a web Skype channel on the board itself. I never knew that.
Try again.
That's new.
We just found the volume.
Well, if he's listening, I'm sure he heard me.
Oh. I don't know if he's listening. I think he's just chatting with me.
All right, let's see.
I told him to try it again. There it is. He's trying again.
All right, let's see if we can get the funny man.
Did you hit the thing on?
For a minute.
Hey!
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Woo!
Hello.
I am listening. I just turned it on. The last 20 minutes.
You couldn't just use a phone like a normal person?
No, he wanted to try this.
Did you just meet me?
What's up, my brother? We miss you here today.
I know.
First of all, just so you know, the sound on Skype is just like listening to it on the radio.
Really?
I'm not sure how I'm coming across.
You sound great.
You sound perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Clear.
I feel like I'm in the studio with you.
It does sound like you're right next to me. It does.
It's really, really
Polly,
clear.
I am. Check under the desk.
Dana, you're next.
Woo, hey. Keep your hands to yourself, buddy.
Yeah, those are my hands.
Gonna play a little H&O for you. Little ho.
Nice. I think I'm just going to listen in and act like the studio now.
It really sounds wicked clear.
It does.
Can I do my new impersonation?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. This is Red Sox general manager Dave Dombrowski. We made a trade for a pitcher.
Right.
We liked him. And I'm going to go get a sausage because people who talk like this eat sausages.
He's from, like, North Dakota or Wisconsin.
I think he's from Wisconsin, so I think he has a brat.
Yeah, you call it a brat.
A brat. Polly, next time you come to the ballpark, I'm going to buy you a brat.
That sounds great.
If you're going to the Grateful Dead and John Mayer tonight, I'll get you a brat.
Grateful Dead and John Mayer.
You're going to McCartney?
I've seen McCartney plenty, like at least four times, but I love him. He's great.
Well, you know what? I'll get you a brat.
With some sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah. And I got some special mustard for you.
I bet you do. Is it spicy?
Oh, it's real spicy.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is weird.
Oh, yeah. It is weird.
It does sound like you're right next to us.
Yeah, I just wanted to try it out to see how it's going to work out for you guys. But
I just never knew that we had a channel for the Skype. And I didn't turn it on. That's why I kept hanging up. Well, I wasn't really literally hanging up. I was just, and I just realized, I looked up on the board. I was like, oh, there's a Skype. So, this
next time we'll figure it out so I can kind of, you know, participate even if I can't get in the studio. I'll just Skype in and then you can just turn me up and down.
Well,
just,
like, we don't want you to Skype in, we want you here, but.
Well, sometimes I can't make it, like today.
You just sounded like Vinny Barbarino.
I swear, Mr. Potter.
I swear. Mr. Brandt, I couldn't make it today.
Mr. Brandt.
Do you have a note from Ridgway's mother?
I got a note from Epstein's mother.
Yeah. So, next week we'll announce the special show.
Yeah. Okay. Right on.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. But I believe I'm good next week. It's just that I had to travel Wednesday and Thursday, and I got all backed up today, and. I didn't stop working till
I hate when I get backed up, man.
But look, I don't want to interrupt the show, but I just did. So all I just want to say to everybody is,
I don't want to, but I just did.
I don't want to, but I can't help. It's like I have like Radio Tourette's.
Radio Tourette's. All right, my brother. So
go on, brother.
Well, I will talk to you soon. Obviously before next week, and hopefully you can make it in.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hang up, and I will tune into the radio, as they say in England, for the goodbyes.
All right, brother.
All right, bye.
All right.
See you in a little bit.
Take care, bro.
Bye.
Oh, funny man. Mr. Chris Ridgway, our funny man. We miss him?
Yeah, I miss him.
Yeah. Well, he's usually rubbing your leg over there, isn't he?
Yeah. Or falling off the chair, one or the other.
Oh, I didn't even put that in there. Okay. Woo! All right, 357, almost 358. We might as well say our goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're out of here.
Yep. Thank you all for listening. Have a great, safe weekend. Try to stay cool. Shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and Zoe.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
All right. As I say, we're going to take a 166-hour break because we are going to go barbecue or do something crazy. Anyways, you guys have a great weekend. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I want to say, be Boston strong and always be a rock and never roll. And one last thing. I want to apologize to the funny man. We didn't have time for him today. So he's still in the green room. He Skyped from the green room. But anyways, thanks for calling in, Christopher. And you guys have a great weekend. Stay hydrated because it's going to be brutal. So we'll see you guys next week, right?
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Okay, here we go. Have a great weekend!